sun's still warm. People, it's that time again. It's 9 o'clock out here in California, Pacific Standard Time. And that would make it 11 Central and midnight Eastern. We are live. It is April 2nd, 2011. This is In the Zone. I'm your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I use my title, or continue to use my title. They've even used that against me. Because I've been stripped of my naval commission, without due process. The Coast Guard has been used to strip me of my naval commission. My naval commission is tied inextricably to my marine engineering, my professional marine engineering license. My license as a professional marine engineer, and to strip me of my naval commission and my security clearances, they've gone after my quote-unquote license instead. And, you know, I was up for promotion as lieutenant commander in the Navy at the time, and was also up to advance my license or upgrade it. And the Coast Guard brought charges against me and has prosecuted me for the last 8 years in what is clearly a military tribunal, albeit they are declaring and saying that I am in there a civilian, which the two things are not supposed to meet. They're not, you know, if they want to pull me back up and charge me under military law, Title 10 UCMJ, for some type of action or inaction, it would first and foremost be the Navy that would do that. Each service does their own. Even though the Title 10, the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, Title 10 is military law, it's everything that's incorporated in the DOD. The Coast Guard is now enforcing Title 10, coming under Title 10, and the Uniform Code of Military Justice somehow in Homeland Security. And this is one of the things that I've been speaking out about for quite some time and blowing the whistle on. Not just that, but what's going on in the Merchant Marine. Maritime industry, you know, it incorporates the Navy, because the Navy contracts out and hires civil service mariners or officers in the United States Merchant Marine to run a lot of their ships, like for Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, MARAD, Maritime Administration, and, you know, even NOAA and others, you know, not only DOD, but DOT and the Department of Agriculture as well and others. Part of the problem, one of the things that's been going on, just like what has happened with the refueling contract or the tankers, the refueling tankers under DOD, that was somehow outsourced and the contract forwarded to Europe somehow. We have the very same thing going on in the Merchant Marine, both commercial and military sectors. We'll be right back. This is In the Zone. I'm your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and I'm still being prosecuted by Homeland Security at South Park.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. Go ahead. Are we live? Oh, we're live. We're on the air. 800-313-9443. Yeah, no, I'm just amazed. I've been trying to get a lawyer for the last 8 years. My own quote unquote union, or Federal Officers Association, known as Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, is supposed to, through our federal trust plans, pay for my legal counsel as part of like a license insurance. And I believe it's actually based in Gideon versus Wainwright, I believe, is a case law where an inmate in prison was, I don't know if it was in the 50s or 60s, it might have even been before that, but no, I think it was actually later. It was like 60s or 70s, I believe, and you can look it up on Wikipedia and if you want to correct me or whatever, but it's a Supreme Court case, and it goes to where someone was imprisoned, found guilty of something that they believe that they didn't do. They didn't receive effective counsel or proper counsel. They had to basically represent themselves. And they were found guilty and put away in jail for, I want to say it was like 25 years or something. It's probably in the South. And again, you can go, off the top of my head, it's been a while, but it's a important case. And it actually ensured, and this goes to like Sixth Amendment, to where he was given counsel. The Supreme Court overturned the case, kicked it back, and I think he was retried, given counsel, and then was acquitted. So having counsel goes a long way. In my own situation, they're saying that these are not criminal proceedings, even though they're based in criminal law, which is bizarre. The suspension or revocation proceedings for a quote-unquote marine engineering license or a captain's license or mate's license, you know, they're only supposed to be able to take life, liberty, and property away from you for a violation of law, rule, or regulation. There was a guy, and this is one of the case precedents that was cited in my own case, Wood, I believe. He killed somebody on board a ship, and they, you know, went after him. I guess they waited to see what was going to happen in state court or if charges were going to be pressed against him. So he was found not guilty or no charges were brought against him in any and all other courts, state and or federal, because it was self-defense. You know, all the witnesses basically backed him up. The other guy on the ship attacked him, was drunk, crazy, on heroin, who knows. And he ended up, you know, knifing the guy. Supposedly, the guy had a coronary, and it wasn't really the knife, you know, the stabs or the cuts, the defensive cuts that killed him. It's a matter of debate. But he was found, the Coast Guard went after him, and they didn't bring charges for like a couple years. They kept screwing with him, investigating him, playing games. And eventually it went up on appeal, and it was dismissed. And I think it was actually the commandant who dismissed it because they waited so long and violated the guy's due process rights by waiting 27 months to bring charges against him. And in my case, I didn't kill anybody. I'm being charged with, quote-unquote, being depressed. They waited from March 6, 2003, when they brought charges against me for events that occurred in 2000, 2001, 2002, supposedly. 2000, where I had stopped an explosion before it, or tried to stop an explosion before it happened. You know, think of BP and the Event Horizon or the, you know, oil platform that blew up. And then, you know, they wouldn't listen to me, and sure enough, there was an explosion, a flashback, and another engineer that they ordered to do the light off of the boiler instead of me, because I refused to do it, was burned. And instead of doing the right thing, they terminate me after I tried to also stop dumping of hazardous materials from the same vessel. And this happened to also be a government vessel, so it was the government, the shipping company or shipping companies, and the union who all ganged up, you know, upon me. They terminated me and then promoted the guy that got burned to my position, you know, instead of having the guy that's like stopping and using his head. And, you know, no one would have been burned if anybody had stopped and listened. They were taking out the safeties on the fuel valves and not properly purging the boilers and stuff. So they had all kinds of problems, and they were just, you know, going for speed and trying to impress their, you know, the people that were running the boat at the time instead of following proper safety protocols. And sure enough, you know, and that's part of the problem. One of the things I've been fighting for all along is due process. The system that's supposed to be an industry-wide system in the United States Merchant Marine, a grievance and arbitration process called the Licensed Personnel Board, it's supposed to hear any and all grievances, minor or major, in the industry and do it within 24 hours. And, you know, to get somebody back on the boat, you know, if you haven't done anything wrong and you've been terminated, or you're blowing the whistle on, you know, your captain smuggling shoulder-launched rocket-propelled grenades into the United States in a container ship. You know, the captain knows the system, as does the company who may be involved with it or others in the company involved in it. And, you know, we've got all kinds of smuggle. We smuggle people in. I haven't, but it's happened, and people have been caught smuggling foreigners in containers up in Los Angeles and San Francisco and other harbors. And rather than having and taking the Constitution and the system of due process, especially for state and federal workers, you see what's going on in Wisconsin. They're, and this is across the board. This is a Screen Actors Guild, the
AFTRA, which is American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, other guilds like the Writers Guild, my own quote-unquote union or Officers Association, known as Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, the American Maritime Officers Association, which is was part of MEBA and has branched off. It was part of the international structure. It was more like Brownwater, Ferries, and more. And then MEBA was the deep water, you know, going foreign and international. And there's been a concerted attack. I mean, the Mafia is deeply involved. You know, this guy, Mike Sacco, he runs the AFL-CIO Maritime Trades Division, and they're doing the same thing that, like, Congressman like Duncan Hunter is trying to do down in San Diego, has done, in taking his congressional seat and handing it over to his son. I mean, that's royalism on a grand scale. And we see, you know, like Hillary Clinton, we couldn't find anybody better than her for Secretary of State. You know, we have to continue this dynasty to where she has access because she's working in the federal government at a very high level, along with her husband, who was, you know, president for a couple terms. To all these individuals who not only turn government and good government jobs, and, you know, I don't have a problem with public workers, public servants earning good pay, overtime, having collective bargaining rights, having a grievance and arbitration process, getting good pension and medical benefits and more, because in that system it's not for profit, and any profit that would be, you know, made is directly going to the employees. And at some point, even with all the problems, you know, I mean, it's those who want to privatize everything that are attacking the system and doing it from within. But even with the costs of quote-unquote civil servants, it's still less than if you privatize certain agencies or obligations or duties. You know, like, I believe we should have a federal postal system that provides, and it should be, you know, the best system out there that not only the funds that go into it, postage and more, is invested in such a manner as to increase the money from that, but also any R&D, research and development, is spun off and then used in, you know, outside in other industries, whether it be, you know, FedEx or UPS or whatever, United Parcel Service. Private corporations who can fill the niche, fill the void, compete, bring things to market better, bring new ideas in, new technologies, can do it quicker, better, faster, and in a more ingenious way, or at least bring that ingenuity to the marketplace much quicker than the government can. But at some point, there should be a baseline. It's the only way to keep profit margins in check, is to have something that the people can go back to for base services. I don't believe in big government. I don't believe in nanny government. I do believe that our highway systems should be part of our public trust. I do believe that our, you know, major bridges should be part of our public trust. Like the San Francisco Bay Bridge, it should not only be owned by San Franciscans, but also by Californians, but by everyone in the United States, because that's a bridge that we would all end up using at some point in our life, whether through work, living there, you know, getting transferred, military, or just even as a tourist going through. And then at some point, and I hate to go to London for examples, because it's a kingdom, and I'm, you know, a devout anti-royalist for whatever reason, and, you know, for all it's done me in my life. But the London Bridge House Trust is a perfect example of how public trust is supposed to work. And we will talk about that after we come back from break. 800-313-9443. It's the same with our court system, another public trust. Libraries, public trust. School system, public trust. We'll be right back. It's In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, bye. All right, Doc, 800-313-9443. And we've got Leo in California, but my producer thinks it's Carlisle pretending to be Leo, but I'm not sure, so I'm just going to bring Leo on. Leo, you had a question?
I was trying to understand what sort of act that the Coast Guard had was charging with you that they said that you did that was their reason for...
Well, you understand that the Coast Guard is minimally a police department, right?
Okay.
Right? Would you argue that? I mean, would you say no? They're a federal maritime police agency minimally. They're now saying they're a branch of military though. So
okay,
they're not well, just but here, let me hear me out. That's like having the police, like the Highway Patrol or Long Beach Police Department or Los Angeles Police Department bring charges against you for something, anything, saying that it was something like for your driver's license, and then having them prosecute you, not bring you into a court, a state court before a judge, and have like a city prosecutor or even a state prosecutor do that, but to where it's the police department themselves, to where they have their own court system that they've created or concocted, and they're bringing a person before themselves. So they're not only the citing and or summoning party, just like a police department, local or state, highway patrol, state trooper, local, like, you know, a city, like, say, Los Angeles Police Department. But they're also the injured party. They're the complaining party. Just like if you were speeding and they saw you do it, they bring the charges or cite you because they were a witness to it. If they weren't, like, say there's a murder or something happens, they would, you know, issue a summons, and this would usually go through, like, the city prosecutor or state prosecutor, attorney general's office, or city attorney general's office. Then they would bring charges and have a formal Article 3 judicial proceeding. But here the Coast Guard is the licensing authority. I have a federal maritime engineering license as a marine engineer. So they're not doing it to issue me a license. They're doing it to take my license away, which is far different. They're doing it, and they're not. This has nothing to do with my license. It's much bigger than that. If I had actually done something wrong, they charge me with, quote-unquote, being depressed. Serious, I'm not joking. It's like charging somebody who's driving their car. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't hit anybody. They didn't speed. But you pull them over and you charge them with being medically, mentally incompetent, with being upset or depressed or angry. And if you look at the laws in our country and what is really disturbing and what's going on in my own situation is they're trying to carry on like a corrupt probate court, like going after somebody's property, like a lot of families, and it's a lot more widespread than people care to imagine, where a younger generation family member, a son or a daughter, goes ahead and puts their parents in a home and has them declared incompetent, and does it even though they're not incompetent, or, you know, even though they're competent, they do it to take away their checking account, or their savings, to take their home away from them. And this goes on to where it's not even family members. There was two women up in L.A. that were doing this. And Gorley, I think, was one, and I can't remember the others. If you look it up, it's two women in Los Angeles. They were prosecuted for this. They're going out and finding people who needed help, helping them out, helping them sign up for, like, Social Security and other kinds of benefits and more. And then they were taking out life insurance on these people and then ended up killing two people. They were actually found guilty and prosecuted for murder of two individuals. And then they were stealing their death benefits and also continuing to cash their Social Security checks. So this kind of a racket or a scam is not anything new. It's very widespread. And it goes back several thousand years. But one of the ways, especially here in the United States, that you can take someone's constitutional rights away from them, more so than Obama or Bush or anyone else has done, is to target them and attack them and go after their quote-unquote mental competency and do it in like a probate court. And that's traditionally been a state court matter, to where, you know, probate is a state issue, a state citizen's issue. But now the federal government, through Homeland Security and the Coast Guard, is getting into this, to where they're trying to set up to where, because just like the injured firemen in 9/11 or the injured families who were lost loved ones in 9/11, a lot of these people had enormous death benefits that came from, like, the federal, you know, trust fund that was set up for them, the 9/11 trust fund and others, to where I don't think one of these people were actually able to make it into court and get a jury trial. I think Ellen Mariani was the last individual involved in the 9/11 families. But you cannot get in and not only protect yourself, but get access to your rights that you have by law and that you're supposed to be able to, you know, pursue through due process. They're using these systems, especially these administrative courts, to take away people's life, liberty, and property. We'll go back. I'll go back to you after the break. 800-313-9443, and I'll get into this a little bit more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, Leo, I have a quick question for you. What part of California are you from?
Fresno.
Fresno? Is that what you said?
Right.
Are you from there, born and raised, or did you move there?
I'm actually out here right now with friends.
Ah. How'd you come across our program?
Oh, I've listened to a number of shows on your network. I just happened to be listening to this. I've listened to your show a couple. I just never understood exactly what it was, because you said that they kicked you out.
Go ahead.
Because of depression. I was wondering, what was their evidence for saying that you suffered from depression? Are you receiving disability benefits now for the depression, or what?
No.
But what
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can't take, unless you've done something wrong, violated a law, rule, or regulation. I mean, like I brought up the example of this guy Wood. He actually killed somebody on board. They didn't go after and try to force him into a psych exam. They've tried to force me into a psych exam, and I've refused because they, A, not only want to use their own doctor, B, do it off the record where it's unrecorded, basically an ex parte proceeding, to where there would be no record of what was said. So if anybody wants to review the record, there is no record. So they're trying to destroy the record or disallow it from ever even being created. In addition, they were trying to force me into, quote-unquote, a psych exam prior to a hearing on the merits, which is prejudicial, because that's assuming that you're guilty. First and foremost, they're supposed to have a hearing on the merits, which goes to actus reus, or an act or violation of law, rule, and regulation. And then, if they've proven that you did something wrong, if there's a like a perfect example is the Staten Island Ferry. I don't know if you remember when that guy ran into the pier, and he had low blood sugar or something. He fell asleep, basically, or passed out. Then that clearly would raise issues of medical mental incompetence to where something happened, like you just passed out. It could be exhaustion, could be he wasn't fed properly, he was dehydrated, who knows? And at some point that should all be, brought up first and foremost. But then in a situation like that where people were killed, and supposedly he passed out, that would be where an issue of medical mental incompetence might be raised. But here they've tried to not even go to any issue of medical mental incompetence on one vessel, the Matson vessel, the SS Maui. The chief engineer came in, and you can see a lot of these the transcripts online. They're out there. He came in and testified that I refused to turn to work, and I was paid off. I had already been paid off and was free to leave the vessel. And did leave the vessel. He wrote a letter of termination for me after I left the vessel. Didn't go through the captain on the ship, which you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be you're logged for doing anything wrong, and the captain's supposed to log it. This chief engineer on board this vessel, Cecil Ray, wrote the letter after the fact. He came in and testified that because I refused to turn to, which I didn't, I said, look, you sign me back on shipping articles, which is our federal contracts, our articles of agreement. It's what we work under and what protects us when we're on board. If anything happens, because he could have easily said, look, oh, I don't know why he was on board. He was paid off and, this fell on him and he was killed or injured, but he shouldn't have been on board the ship. That's why we sign on and we have documents and papers like that. I had already been paid off. I had already been signed off, and I worked my shift in the morning and was free to go, and I left the vessel. And he came in and testified that because I found in the morning that the boiler was leaking, the floor tubes in the boiler, I was the one who discovered it, I was the one who reported it, I was the one who logged it, that since I wouldn't stay and work on it for free without being signed back onto shipping articles, which is my right, they basically wanted to work, have me work as a slave. And I'm sorry, that doesn't go in our country, supposedly. We're supposed to have a constitution, due process, and more. Especially in our situation. And instead, this guy comes in and testifies against me, and that's one of the things the Coast Guard tried to use against me. And it's a labor issue. The Coast Guard's not supposed to get involved in labor issues. They're strictly prohibited from doing that. So they use all that as a quote-unquote foundation to come after me, and then they basically stuff and stifle and sweep all that under the rug and then try to say, oh, but he's medically, mentally incompetent anyways, and this is why we're coming after his license, which is all bullshit. Excuse my French.
What was the real reason, in your opinion, that they wanted?
I sued the shipping company that Cecil Ray worked for, and the other shipping company, American President Lines, American Ship Management, and the union for failure to follow our contracts, our shipping articles. And this wasn't there. See, you got to understand that in our situation, our labor agreements are like what's going on in Wisconsin. They're actually set by Congress. Every line item in our contracts is statutory. It's protected by law, by Congress. It's created by law, by Congress, and even the Supreme Court case precedents. And our shipping articles are articles of agreement which are constitutional. They're actually the shipping articles were passed in 1791. By our founding fathers. They understood what a contract was, and they understood what due process was as well. It's all incorporated in our shipping articles. But a lot of these shipping companies are now foreign-owned and foreign-controlled. So not only are they taking money from the federal government in subsidies, in federal contracts like doing things for Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, Department of Defense, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, and more, and doing this under federal contracts, they're paid to do all of these things as line items in federal contracts, like set up and maintain a grievance and arbitration process. And instead, the union and the shipping companies have worked together to do away with the grievance and arbitration process. A system that's supposed to meet and convene and hear any and all grievances, no matter how minor or how major, and do so. It's supposed to meet and convene every 30 days to hear all grievances, or to meet within 24 hours if any party requests it, and that includes the union or the shipping companies involved or the individual. And what they've done is they've completely done away with the licensed personnel board, to where anyone who files grievances, they're using it as a targeting system to go after. But it's a little bit more complex than that, because those, instead of having a system, grievance and arbitration system, that the people on the front line, the employees, can protect their own rights with this system, from within this system, that's all paid for as a cost of doing business in the industry, right, taken right off the top. It's in the contracts. The shipping companies have to provide it. The union has to provide it. The United States is also involves or does it for where it's involved, like MSC, Military Seal of Command, and other agencies and or departments. MSC is basically a bastard stepchild for the Navy, using civil service mariners to, you know, move goods on some government ships and some private ships. But what's scary about this is that we in the United States Merchant Marine in the maritime industry do not have a system of grievance and arbitration to handle even simple matters like overtime or leave or anything else, let alone bigger issues of weapons of mass destruction being carted into our country in, say, a container, to where the captain on board is taking hush money and saying, look, don't even worry about what's in the container. And because he's in a hard spot between his wife and divorce and losing his home, he doesn't care, and he takes the money. And some really corrupt criminal elements, foreign and or even domestic, not only are smuggling people in containers, it opens up conduits. And I even opened in a whistleblower letter to the Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta, I brought this up and raised the issue about Timothy McVeigh, that we cannot allow domestic criminal activity to go unchecked, because even in something like in McVeigh's case, it opens up conduits for international terrorists. And rather than actually looking at what I was saying and the issues, it goes to not only the contracts, frontline defense of American flag maritime officers in the United States Merchant Marine coming from our state and even our federal maritime academies. Now we have most of these companies are all foreign-owned and foreign-controlled. And they're bringing in 97% of our cargo into and out of the United States, international cargo. How does that make us safe, where these ships, rather than being American flag, American built, American crewed, are now foreign owned and foreign controlled, and we have what basically equates to a foreign embassy coming to our shores, coming to our ports, coming to our harbors, working our waterways, rather than Americans who believe in our country and are protected by our Constitution and systems of due process, whether they be industrial or our court system.
When you were with the Coast Guard, were you taking anti-
I'm not in the Coast Guard. See, you don't get that. That's where it's so convoluted. It's so confusing because, A, I'm a naval officer. They're saying I'm a civilian in these proceedings. The Coast Guard is doing it. The Coast Guard is saying it's a branch of military. And in these proceedings, it's saying I'm a civilian, not a naval officer. They could not come after me as a naval officer. I would have JAG counsel, and they would say, look, you can't touch him because he's a naval officer. The Navy would have to come after me. Because of what is going on and the Navy's involved in it, and not only the federal contracting issues and more, they use the Coast Guard to try to cover it up. And rather than come after me as a naval officer because of issues of separation of powers, they stripped me of my naval commission after bringing charges against me, and then figured that it would be easier and better to somehow come after me as a civilian. But the problem with that is they used JAG counsel, Judge Advocate General Military Counsel, to prosecute me. And the judge is a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. This is clearly a military tribunal. They're saying that I'm a civilian. the two should never meet in any courtroom. That's the whole thing with Gitmo and the detainees. What's going on there, not only under Bush, but even under Obama, is not about the detainees in Gitmo. It's not about Arab terrorists. It's not about Muslim terrorists. It's not about foreign terrorists. It's about setting case precedents that can then be used against us as Americans, as U.S. citizens. They did it with, Hamda and Atta and Padilla. To where, and even the shoe bomber, I think the shoe bomber was a U.S. citizen, I believe. All these individuals, they're trying to break down the Constitution. They're trying to break down the lines of separation between the military and civilian. And most of the people that are involved in this, they may look like Americans, they may talk like Americans, but they are pro-royalist in their sentiments. They have strong ties to foreign and mostly royal interests, like J.P. Morgan. I brought up on the show before how J.P. Morgan came to the United States prior to, you've heard of Morgan Stanley and more, he came to the United States prior to the Civil War. He helped incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, converted them back to basically crown possessions. He not only helped set up and fund General Electric, one of the largest, weapons manufacturers in the world, that is effectively a crown possession. But they've also, his son, J.P. Morgan Jr., helped sign the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Archie Morgan IV, one of his great descendants, is the individual who wrote a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and Coast Guard after Homeland Security had been formed, and the Coast Guard was moved from the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense, but moved from the Department of Transportation into Homeland Security as if it came from the Department of Defense, and kept its military powers that it's only supposed to have when it's in and under the Navy, under DOD, Department of Defense, so that it married the military powers it normally would have under the Navy and DOD with the police and regulatory powers that it would normally have under Title 14, separate and apart from the Department of Defense as a civil service federal maritime police force, to where now it's a special branch of military in Homeland Security that can somehow administer civilian affairs. Do you understand that?
What did you do that made them want to kick you out?
Well, it wasn't kick me out. They're trying to say that I'm incompetent. It's the Coast Guard, and I'm not in the Coast Guard. So how can the Coast Guard do that? The Coast Guard is treating me, for all intents and purposes, as if I'm a member of the Coast Guard. I blew the whistle on the, we're talking multi-billion-dollar thefts in federal contracting issues from all of these large shipping companies like American President Lines. That is no longer an American carrier. The Singaporean government purchased American President Lines, and it's a subsidiary of Neptune Orient Lines, which is a Singaporean corporation owned majority stake by the Singaporean government. So, and guys like Andrew Card, who went to my academy at Kings Point, who was Secretary of Transportation, who helped set this up under the first Bush, and was Chief of Staff under the second Bush, these guys are selling off U.S. Treasury assets to themselves overseas, working hand in hand. You see the end result of where we're at now in 2011. I've been, complaining and blowing the whistle and speaking out about what's going on in the Merchant Marine now for some time. In the first Gulf War, we had over 300 admirals and captains from the Navy and other services who came out and wrote a letter to Congress about the state of our United States Merchant Marine. That in the Persian Gulf War, or in the Gulf War in 1980s, 1990s, it looked like we were invading Spain instead of, the Middle East, Iraq, because most of our merchant ships broke down on their way over there carrying tanks and supplies to the Middle East, and they had to stop in Spain for repairs. Instead of having a very strong merchant marine, we've got a strong navy, but the navy is supposed to be there to protect our merchant marine, and we don't have one. Most of the ships that we used to have have now been brought under military sealift command or Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, and are government ships owned and controlled by the Navy through a, you know, Transportation Command and Maritime Administration and MSC and NFAF, to where the individuals on board, and I don't have a problem with this to an extent, are civil servants, they're government employees, but I'd rather see those ships working as commercial vessels in peacetime and converted and brought under and used, you know, as a multi-mission ship under the Navy, under DOD, in the event of a declaration of war. But that's not what's going on. And, you know, we're in big trouble here, not only with our Merchant Marine, but you can see how everything is going the way of the Merchant Marine. We'll be right back. It's In the Zone, the Public Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Leo in California. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. One thing I wanted to cover today, and thanks to Leo for calling in from California or Carlisle or I'm not sure what other aliases individuals, but thanks. I mean, it went down a good avenue, but one important point is this court or proceeding is supposedly an Article I court. Go bone up on that, because I, you know, didn't fully understand. But there's good case precedents that actually establish these quote unquote Article I courts. And an Article I court is a legislative court, though. That's what's scary. So whatever they do to me, they then make the law and do it to you. But it's a branch of military that's doing this, and this is one of the issues that You know, we're not supposed to, and there's other case law out there. Our military is not, I mean, it's bad enough to have them in the streets like in Tiananmen Square. That's Chinese, of course, right? But we don't do that here, although there are reports and there are pictures and people have seen how they have been called out and used, whether it's National Guard or others, and troops and tanks in the streets have been used on various, quote-unquote, missions, I guess, for want of a better word. But our military is there for defense of all our citizens, of all our people. And the military is not supposed to be carrying on tribunals, military commissions, military tribunals of our citizens, of our civilians. You know, it's one thing for carrying on internal order if you're in the Coast Guard and they've now taken on Title 10 the UCMJ and are using it for themselves as if they are somehow in the Navy. The only time that the Coast Guard is supposed to come under Title 10 UCMJ, they've done this voluntarily. You can't do that. That's like having your local police voluntarily take on military law, martial law, Title 10 UCMJ, federal law. The Coast Guard is supposed to be under Title 14, and the only time that it comes under Title 10 is when it moves into and under the Navy and DOD, Department of Defense. And instead, they're saying now that it's an independent, standalone, special branch of military directly controlled by the president without the Joint Chiefs of Staff, without the chair of the Joint Chiefs, without the individual secretaries of the regular branches of the military and or the Department of Defense, Gates or whomever, you know, Cheney, Rumsfeld, blah, 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 to where now the president, and you could think that, and this is what I've said before, you could think that Obama is a saint. I think people are starting to see that he's not any kind of saint. Any kind of president, Democrat, Republican, independent, or whatever, I believe is a tyrant who says that he can assassinate American citizens overseas without due process. Sorry. I would rather know and find out, and I think that we have the right and the need, if that we're going to take out a fellow citizen under the death penalty, that we need to know why and what they've done. Because it's an easy way, like a good case, I bring it up a lot, Reed v. Covert from 1957. The wife of a service member, of course in England, go figure, kingdom, duh, titular head of the United Kingdom, run by a royal crime family, the Windsors, a German royal crime family, related to another German crime family, the Habsburgs. There's a good series coming out on the Borgias. But that's what these people are. They're not normal, average, everyday Germans or Americans. They're criminals. That's why they're royal, because they beat up and killed everyone else and did it better than anyone else to get to the top of the heap. And they were able to cut deals with other people who would do the same. You know, I go back and read some Thomas Paine and see how our founders were devout. Even they put out a hit on Thomas Paine. They basically sedition because he spoke against the royal families and wrote against the royal families back in our day. But they're doing the same thing here and using our system to attack our own people, like in my own situation. If you know a lawyer, if you know anyone out there that can help, please, I could use it. Contact the network. Or you can go online and find my websites and stuff. Get a hold of me. I need a good lawyer. Please, anyone. The next.